Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. Good to see you, so to speak. A few weeks ago, I was talking with a young conductor friend of mine. The conversation turned to Tchaikovsky, and to his ballets in particular, to the Nutcracker, more particularly than that. "It is so good," said my young conductor friend, "just so good. Every page. Not just the stuff that's included in the suite, but everything." "True," I said. Then I related one of my favorite anecdotes in music. Sometime in the early 70s, I believe, Rodion Chedrin, the Soviet composer, as we then would have said, was asked, "What music are you prepared to listen to right now?" He answered, "The Nutcracker. Every page is masterly." That was a striking, even a daring thing to say, in that era of high and imperious modernism. Anyway, I wrote to Chedrin, telling him about my lunch with the young conductor, and saying that I had quoted him. He wrote back, "My opinion about Nutcracker now is the same!" Exclamation point. "Maybe only stronger!" Another exclamation point. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Let's hear the very beginning, the miniature overture, as it's called. Playing will be the London Symphony Orchestra under André Previn. Thank you. the beginning of The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by André Previn. Chadrian is right. Every page is pretty much perfect and unstaleable. To say it once more, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion, and this is Music for a While. If you'd like to write to me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. Let me read from a review I wrote the other day. The Cleveland Orchestra began its concert on Sunday afternoon with a rarity, the Symphony No. 2 of Prokofiev. Strange that this piece is a rarity. It is by a famous composer who is also a famous symphonist, but there we are. Prokofiev wrote 7 symphonies. As a rule, we hear number 1, the classical, number 5, and number 7, but not the other 4. The Symphony No. 2 had been heard in Carnegie Hall only once before. Have I mentioned that the Clevelanders played in Carnegie Hall on Sunday? They did. This was in 2005 when Valery Gergiev conducted the Kirov Orchestra. Taking advantage of online archives, I looked into the New York Philharmonic. The Philharmonic has played the symphony twice, in 1979 under Gennady Rozhdestvensky and in 1996 under Gergiev. Prokofiev wrote his Symphony No. 2 in the mid-1920s. It is meant to reflect the industrial age, the machine age, iron and steel, as he said. The symphony is in 2 movements, the second of which is a theme and variations. Do you want to hear one of the variations? Fast and Furious? Okay. A slice of Prokofiev's Symphony No. 2, played by the London Philharmonic, under Walter Weller. The Metropolitan Opera put on Madama Butterfly, the opera, a masterpiece, by Puccini. In the leading roles were Alexandra Kurzak the Polish soprano, and Matthew Polanzani, the American tenor. The soprano in particular was on the slight side vocally. I mean, she's a fabulous singer, but the typical soprano in that role is bigger voiced. I wrote, Korzak and Polanzani sang a beautiful, beautiful love duet. Was it Price and Tucker? No, it was smaller than that. It was chamber-like, you could say, but it was excellent. Well, here on the podcast, I thought you might like to hear Price and Tucker. Leontine Price and Richard Tucker singing in 1963. Hold on to your socks.
Thank you.
The Love Duet from Madama Butterfly by Puccini, sung by Leontine Price, the soprano from Laurel, Mississippi, and Richard Tucker, the tenor from Brooklyn, New York, with the RCA Italiana Opera Orchestra, conducted by Eric Leinsdorf. Something, huh? I'd like to go back to that Cleveland Orchestra concert where they began with Prokofiev's Symphony No. 2. After intermission, they played another Prokofiev symphony, No. 5, an eternal hit, as I wrote. I'd like to quote some more. "No fair comparing," I said to myself. There is an ancient phrase, "Comparisons are odious." In Much Ado About Nothing, Shakespeare has Dogberry say, "odorous." This orchestra, the Cleveland, made a very famous recording of the Symphony No. 5 in 1959, under George Zell. No fair comparing. And I did not. And I do not. Yeah, but all the same, would you like to hear some of that famous recording? Settle in for the last movement. Thank you. We've heard the last movement, Allegro Giocoso, from the Symphony No. 5 by Prokofiev. Playing was the Cleveland Orchestra under George Zell in a very famous recording, one of the great orchestral recordings all time. I'm going to read a speck more from my review, the Cleveland Review. Quote, "I'm sorry they didn't play an encore. And they did not in their previous concert the night before, either. Local orchestras seldom play an encore, but from visiting orchestras, you almost feel entitled. I myself would have borrowed a page from Yuri Temirkanov, the great Russian conductor who died in November. One of his regular encores was the Amoroso from Cinderella, a Prokofiev ballet. I heard it in my head as I went out into the night." Well, let's hear it now, conducted by Temirkanov, no other. from Cinderella by Prokofiev, the Amoroso, played by the St. Petersburg Phil, under Yuri Temirkanov. What an effective encore it was. He had others. Colette Maz was a French pianist. Like Temirkanov, she passed away last November. She was 109. She was born on June 16, 1914, a week and a half before the World War began. She studied with Alfred Cortot. She played right up until the end, right up until last year, and she recorded. We will hear a recording she made when she was 105. It is of Debussy, her beloved Debussy, his Arabesque No. 1 in E major.
Thank you.
Debussy, the Arabesque No. 1, played by Madame Colette Maz when she was 105. When she died at 109, she lived in the same apartment she had lived in since she was 18, in Paris, with views of the Eiffel Tower and the Seine. When she was born, I might add. Well, she's 1914, right? Debussy died in 1918, so you could call Debussy for her a contemporary composer. Eva Podlesch, the great, great Eva Podlesch, has died at 71. She was a Polish contralto, one of the greatest voices and one of the most unusual voices any of us has ever heard. A compelling singer, too. She was unique. I have never heard another voice of that quality. Some of the performances she gave are, in me, indelible. I have a friend who is a friend of hers. He was able to convey my good wishes and admiration toward the end, which pleased me, and which, I'm given to understand, pleased her. She was so wonderful. Prokofiev, whom we've heard a lot today, wrote the score to the 1938 movie Alexander Nevsky. He then fashioned a cantata from that score. One of the movements is for contralto and orchestra, the Field of the Dead. We will, of course, hear Eva Podlesch. God bless her, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen.